I think it must have been mid-80s. Uh-huh. And at that time, I was not marketing director anymore, but I was in charge of, you could say, our lobbyist. So I had the contact with everybody in Brussels, with the Commission, mm-hmm. with trade associations, with the Danish government, Danish associations. So I spent days every week in Brussels talking to them. And in the annual negotiations between Danish industry and European industry and Japanese industry, I was sitting at the European mm-hmm. part and mm-hmm. did negotiations every year about things.
Uh-huh.
And I was actually in charge of technical matters on behalf of all the industry in Europe. Then I went to the United States, and you know, your television system has a very bad reputation in over here. You know the old joke, never the same color twice, mm-hmm. you know, heard a thousand times. So, and I had a very, very strange experience, because with the help of the Danish Consulate General in the United States, I got access to everything in the United States. I had the vice consul with me,
mm-hmm.
And I started in Chicago and went to one of the big coast-to-coast networks and went out to the camera man
mm-hmm.
and I said, "Why do you produce such a lousy picture?" And he was very mad because he was a proud man.
Mm-hmm.
And he could show me that his picture out of his camera was perfect. Then I went to the mixing room and said, "Why do you spoil his picture?" And he was very mad. And I went all the chain, through all the chain, and I was standing on the top of Sears and Roebuck, at the antenna there, and said, "Goodbye, signal." And saw it disappear. And then we went home, and we actually borrowed an NTSC transmitter mm. from Philips in Eindhoven.
Uh-huh.
And I had I do not know enough about television, so I had an engineer who was extremely clever in television. And we got this, we borrowed the transmitter from Philips, and we brought the whole NTSC standard back home from the United States. I think it was 1 meter of books. And he sat down and he designed a set mm. with a picture. You would cry when you saw it because it was perfect, and you couldn't see a difference between a European picture mm. and this NTSC picture.
Mm.
And we were very, very proud.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took it, flew back to Chicago, and then we should try in real life. And
mm-hmm.
we were so much looking forward, and we were terribly disappointed because it was a lousy picture.
Mm.
And the poor chap was sitting there, I think, for 2 times 24 hours, and both of us were very, very depressed. And then he said to me, "They are sending off standard."
Mm.
And in Europe, this is very, very serious. Send off standard. Every station master in Europe is proud that his transmitter is top tuned
mm.
all the time. He's checking all the time. And he is, and to say to a station master in Europe, "You're off standard," is to ask for serious trouble. But we took the elevator up to Sears and Roebuck,
mm-hmm.
knocked at the door to the station master there and said, "You're driving off standard." "Yes." I know. "You're driving off, you're off standard there and there." "Yes."
What parameters were off standard?
I can't remember okay. it anymore, but it's a very strange story, and it's a very sad story for America, because it appeared in Europe this would never happen. So we discussed it with him, and then we understood everything, and everything was okay then, and when he went back to standard, the picture was beautiful. But it didn't work because he wouldn't do it in the daily work. The reason appeared to be that his salary was depending of his costs. So he said frankly, when nobody complains, I don't correct my transmitter. And now you're in a very, very wicked circle, and that's what the producers of television in America had seen, because they said, okay, if the signal is lousy, we don't, there's no reason for us to make the set perfect. And when the transmitter then said, okay, it's a lousy receiver, why spend all this money? And then it was a big circle. Mm. And that's a part of the American system.
Uh-huh.
And actually, it was dangerous, and I think it's correct today, because today the American user has other signal sources than mm-hmm. off-air mm-hmm. or off-cable, because they have got records and they've got videotape.
Uh-huh.
So you have to bring the performance of the set up to specs.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually, and your system isn't bad at all. It's false. It's okay. There are a few weaknesses, but it's easy to compensate. And we actually managed it, and we started introduction in the United States of television. And we had actually demonstrated on disc, because there was not a good signal available, and we could tell Americans what skin color was, because they had never seen that on television before. But the snack here was the project was stopped after 2 years because we couldn't find distribution.